You're listening to Unraveling. This podcast brings together a collection of raw, authentic conversations about the messy truth of life. I'm your host, Lauren Barber, and I have created Unraveling to explore both my own and others' inspiring journeys to reconnect back to themselves. Unraveling is an expression of both the highs and the lows of everyday life and covers a medley of topics inspired by my own adventures, from magical mysticism, mental health and menstruation, to self-expression, co-creation, and personal evolution through movement, meditation and intuitive practices that help us remember and reclaim our true essence. Thank you for tuning in and joining me on this beautiful process of unraveling. Now, let's head to the show. Hi everyone, welcome to episode 24 of Unraveling. We are so close to the end of the year and I'm just going to do a couple more episodes after this. We've got a couple of exciting ones coming up. But today is just me and it's going to be a fairly short and succinct episode, I intend anyway, but you do know that I do tend to ramble a little bit at times. My main aim today is just to talk about something that's kind of coming up for me and a lot of other people at the moment, and that is this sort of frenzy and frantic energy around the festive season. So I don't know about you, but Christmas can bring up a whole lot of different feelings and emotions, and it's a mixture of exciting and overwhelming, and it also can be really draining and really exhausting. And I just kind of wanted to drop in today, and I'm not sharing tips or advice. Well, I will share some things that I find useful for me in sort of navigating the Christmas season, but it's really, I just want you to take a deep breath in right now, no matter what is going on. And just give yourself permission to pause. And that pause might just be now, but I really urge you to give yourself permission this season, this month, over the next few weeks, to pause as much as you possibly need to, because what tends to happen at this time of year is we get swept up, especially in this part of the world, because it's winter and the evenings are really dark. We get swept up in the chaos of this real external energy of sort of putting, being really busy, lots of social events, lots of pressure, work deadlines, lots of things seem to come up. And I just really want to give you permission to say, I don't have to get swept up in that. It doesn't have to be that way. I find that the energy around is so hectic that I often get swept up in it. And even if I have not even partied crazily hard or drunk lots of alcohol or overindulged in my food, I tend to still find this kind of real depleting energy around the festive season. And don't get me wrong, I love spending time with people that I love. But what happens is because we have this sort of big build-up, we tend to then find ourselves utterly exhausted by the time it gets to Christmas Day. And then that time, if we are lucky enough to have time off work between Christmas and New Year, that time can often be spent recuperating and being so tired, or actually quite often getting sick. I have countless times been come down with a cold around Christmas, like between Christmas and New Year. It so often happens because we are go, and then we stop and we relax, and we, you know, it all catches up on us. And what I really want to highlight is that we are in the darkest days from a light point of view of the year. The 21st of December is the shortest day, and it, you know, we have a lot of hours of darkness, and our bodies are designed to be in rest mode during this part of the year. If you look at the seasons around us, look at nature, look at what's going on, nothing is growing in the winter. Everything has kind of shed its leaves. Everything is sort of just sitting on the ground and kind of rotting away. And the animals are all sort of in hibernation. And it's a real period of rest. It's nature's way of giving us the chance to rest. But unfortunately, the complete contradictory experience seems to be happening on the outside, which is in December particularly, we are partying and we are celebrating and we are out all night and we are overindulging and we are eating lots of food that we probably wouldn't normally eat. And we were drinking perhaps more alcohol than we maybe normally do. And we get swept up in the chaos of things. And also there's a huge amount of emotional there's a lot of emotion around Christmas, like for various reasons. It can be a really testing time for many people, and it can be a really amazing, joyful time for many people. So whatever you're feeling about Christmas, then I just want to give you permission again, just to, not that you need permission from me, but just in case you are kind of finding it a little bit of a struggle already at the beginning of December, to just let yourself be in winter, let yourself be in the season that we're in, and give yourself as much chance to rest and nourish yourself as possible. So I just wanted to share a few things that I find quite useful. The first one is, it can be really hard when everybody around you is full of the festive spirit and full of joy and full of excitement, and you might not necessarily feel that way, and that's okay. For whatever reason it is, whether it's past experiences, whether it's just the situation you're in at this point, this year, or whether it's just, you just generally don't enjoy this time of year, just give yourself, you know, a chance to honor those feelings, and don't feel that you're a bad person, or don't judge yourself because you are perhaps not as high in spirits as some other people might be. Honor that in yourself, honor those emotions that come up, and because I think it can be really hard. I remember when I was younger, I used to absolutely love Christmas. Like, I just got, it's just the most exciting time of year, and over the years I still love elements of it, but it has become a bit more stressful, you know, like you have to get certain work done in the build-up, there's a lot of pressure to make sure everybody is happy over Christmas. You know, you want to make sure you please everybody. And sometimes that means not pleasing yourself. And I'd really urge you to kind of maybe make this year the year that you do put yourself quite close up to the top of that list, because it is important to put yourself first at Christmas. It's not selfish. You have to look after yourself, and that might look like saying no to something that you don't really want to do, perhaps even postponing a social until the new year. There's always this pressure of, we've got to see everybody before the end of the year, and actually, why not just make it, you know, something to look forward to in the new year, instead of trying to cram everything in and being so drained that you can't even be present with those people. So really honor how you feel in this season, and don't judge yourself for those feelings. If emotions come up, then let them be there. Don't feel that you are being like a Debbie Downer because you're not feeling really, really super, super excited. But equally, if you feel full of joy, then spread that joy. It's not, you know, like, I think we are cyclical and our emotions shift and change day to day. So honor and enjoy the highs and the lows through the process. So in terms of looking after yourself over Christmas, I am not going to try and, you know, preach to you as to how you need to look after yourself. I would urge you to keep some of the basics in place, like drinking plenty of water. even if, you know, just drinking even maybe a bit more water than you would normally, just because it's cold. You can have that as, you know, hot drinks, teas, like herbal teas and infusions and things like that are really nice. But just drink plenty of water. Try, you know, maybe not drinking as much alcohol as you might normally do if you feel that your immune system is struggling, because it will suppress your immune system. And also it will impact your sleep. And if you are out partying every single night, then you are going to need to counteract that with some good restful night's sleep. And on the subject of rest, if you feel like you're not able to get enough sleep, then I would love for you to maybe perhaps look at something like yoga nidra, or just resting your body when you can, so that you do get the chance to actually let your body rest and heal and recover from all the fun and shenanigans that it is getting up to. If you are menstruating at the moment, if you have a regular menstrual cycle, I would really like get curious as to how you can use that cycle in your festive, just sort of during the festive time. Because if you know when you're going to be on your bleed, when you're actually on your period, then you could perhaps, I'm just making a suggestion here, but perhaps not book in as much from the social side of things as you would do perhaps in the week that you are maybe ovulating. So just because your body will be needing a lot more rest when you are on your period, and if you take that time to rest, use that time as a sort of a guide to when your energy will be lowest, then it actually gives you a chance to then thrive throughout the rest of the cycle. Have a think about previous years and how your energy has been affected over that time, because I think that quite often there's a pattern, and if something specific seems to drain you every single year, then maybe it's time to change that this year. I'm just saying, you know, you don't have to like change it completely, but just to give yourself a chance to sort of learn from those patterns and perhaps make this year a different, you know, give it a different feel. And you might even enjoy yourself a little bit more if you are looking after yourself and honoring your sort of natural cycles. If you get particularly anxious around Christmas, which a lot of people do, I find there's a few reasons for this. One is obviously there's a lot more going on. It's a lot busier. There's a lot more kind of social events. If I drink more alcohol, then I do find my anxiety is heightened. If I eat a lot more sugar, and if I don't take care of myself and I'm not resting, my anxiety is generally higher. But also, if you are quite a sensitive person, you might find, and this is what I often find, is that you might be picking up on the sort of collective energy of the sort of buzziness, but also quite often the emotions and quite often the exhaustion as well. So be really, really fiercely protective of your energy when it comes to this kind of time of year. And that might mean that you spend a little bit more time in doing things that are a little bit more introverted so that you can restore your energy levels. It might mean that you have a little bit more healing treatments, for example, some Reiki or a massage or some kind of body work to just, again, just restore your energies. Again, just drinking lots of water and just looking after yourself is really important. But just think about that. If you find quite often you just feel drained by certain situations, or you just get to the end of December and even if you haven't had a particularly busy month, you tend to just be so exhausted. Just take into consideration you could be absorbing a lot of external energy. It might not all be sort of your stuff, if that makes sense. Let winter be winter is probably the best kind of thing I can say, because as I said earlier, this is the time of year where we are designed to be in rest and retreat mode, but the festive period and the celebrations and the big partying, that often completely contradicts this. And so I think we can often feel really, our bodies don't really know what to do with themselves. So just to be aware of that, and just know that if you're feeling tired and you're struggling to get up in the morning, it's totally normal at this time of year. We are designed to kind of rise with the light and go to bed as the sun sets. And obviously it's getting dark at 3:30 at the moment. And that's just, yeah, I don't want to leave the house in the evenings. Once it's dark, I don't want to leave the house. So to then kind of completely go against our natural instincts and then sort of have to get all jazzed up and glittered up and get out there and socialize and be the life and soul of the party, it is perhaps going to drain us more than if we were doing and having this big sort of social event during the summer months, because naturally we're just not designed to be sort of high vibe at this time of year. We are designed to be resting. And I would just love you to think about the fact that if you honor this rest and honor this time of year as winter, then you will more than likely come out next spring feeling as if you've actually rejuvenated yourself. This last winter was the first winter I really allowed myself to have a winter. And that meant I wasn't doing as much. I wasn't working as hard. I wasn't in pure creation mode. I was kind of deep in resting when I could. I was working, obviously. I was just kind of just knuckling down, but I was just doing it quite quietly, and I didn't need to be sort of out doing lots of events and lots of classes and lots of big sort of experiences. Like, I just allowed myself to have winter. I rested when I needed to. I had long baths. I ate really lovely, nourishing, warm foods. I just gave myself permission to have winter. And I think that made such a difference to my energy. It made such a difference to my creativity this year. And I would really urge you to consider that and just to become aware of that process and the fact that, you know, we are designed to be in rest mode right now. And I think even just up until the 21st of December, until that shortest day, I feel like after that day, the energy does start to rise ever so slightly if we have rested enough leading up to it. So for me, for now, I am doing as little as I need to, you know, as little as I can, as little as I can get away with, which means not, you know, but getting up at 5 a.m. in the dark. It means watching lots of Netflix, if I'm honest. I'm obsessed with Jane the Virgin and Suits right now. So yeah, if anybody has any other Netflix recommendations, let me know. And I'm not going to feel guilty about it. I'm not going to feel ashamed. I'm not going to feel lazy. I'm simply honoring my body's craving to just rest. And I would love other people to join me on that quest, because I really do think that by doing that, we can help keep ourselves healthier and more energized and more emotionally and physically healthy and well for the coming year. And I don't know about you, but I feel like 2019 is going to be a big one. So I feel like I need to restore and regroup now and let my body renew and let my body replenish itself. So yeah, this is all I have to share today. And I just really, again, just want to reiterate the point that I said at the beginning, which is just honor your feelings, honor the natural rhythm of your body, get to know that natural rhythm of your body, and give yourself permission to pause. Give yourself permission to not be running around like a headless chicken. Do whatever you can to be organized, and prepare yourself in advance. And don't feel guilty about slowing down, because this is the time of year where we are designed to slow down. So please, please, please just rest up. Enjoy this season for what it is. Enjoy the slow season, because before long, knowing how quickly time passes, it'll be spring again and we'll be bouncing around and wanting to create things and wanting to bring more magic into the world. But for now, just know that you are doing enough exactly as you are, and just give yourself permission to go within, to go inward, to retreat, to restore, to gift yourself and your body the chance to totally renew, so you can come out next year with an abundance of energy. And if you want to join me for my next live Yoga Nidra online practice, then that's taking place this Friday, if you're listening to this when the episode comes out, Friday the 7th of December at 7:30 p.m. UK time. It's free, so please do head and sign up. I'll put the link in the show notes today. And if you are listening to this after the 7th of December, then let me know and I'll send you a recording of that Yoga Nidra. There will be some on my website soon, and there are lots of other exciting things coming up in the new year, but for now I'm just going into deep hibernation. There will be a couple more episodes before Christmas, and then I'm going to take a little break for a month or so on the podcast whilst I regroup and reflect and look forwards to 2019. All I have left to say is thank you for listening today. If you think that it would be useful for anyone else to hear these messages, then please do share. Please write a review on the podcast provider you're listening to. Subscribe, do all of the things. And you can also join me in the Unraveling Deeper Facebook community if that feels like a place you would like to join. And just enjoy the rest. I'm wishing you so much love and so much replenishment over the next few weeks, and I will speak to you next week.